9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Dave Packer. President Trump addressed the nation tonight following his ordering a U.S. strike on Iran.
Tonight I can report to the world that the strikes were a spectacular military success.
The president explaining the mission.
Our objective was the destruction of Iran's nuclear enrichment capacity and a stop to the nuclear threat posed by the world's number one state sponsor of terror.
Trump announced that the U.S. targeted three nuclear sites in Iran, including Fordo, the facility buried deep underground in a mountain. In an address to his nation, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
Congratulations, President Trump. Your bold decision to target Iran's nuclear facilities with the awesome and righteous might of the United States will change history.
Sources telling us that the Israeli security cabinet gathered in an underground bunker before the strike. This is ABC News. After more than 3 months in federal custody, Columbia University grad student and activist Mahmoud Halil has been released from an ICE detention facility in Louisiana and is now in New Jersey. Halil spoke today in Newark.
Not only if they threaten me with detention, even if they would kill me, I would still speak up for Palestine.
There to greet Halil in Newark, Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Because Mahmoud Halil is an advocate for Palestinian human rights, he has been accused baselessly of horrific allegations simply because the Trump administration and our overall establishment disagrees with his political speech.
And one more possible effect of what's happening in the Middle East on your pocketbook. An oil analyst from Gas Buddy posting on X tonight that following the U.S. attack on Iran, he expects prices to spike around 5 to 8%, which would mean oil trading around $80 a barrel. Dave Packer, ABC News.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Broth, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Maybe I'm wasting my whole life away. All right, okay.
Back to local music in the After Hours show. That is Max Inc. Radio Saturday and Sunday night. We started this week's show off with two in a row from Blythe Gamble, who just walked away with another MAMA Award, this time for Blues Performer of the Year. Congratulations, Blythe. Find out more information about the MAMA Awards by going to themamas.org. That's themamas.org. This hour's celebration of the local stuff is powered by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Salvatore's Tomato Pies is in Sun Prairie, Monona, and Livingston Street in Madison. There's pizza, and then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com. It wouldn't be an after-hours show without a Jimmy's Tune. See Jimmy duking it out with Blythe at the award show on our Instagram page just by typing in Max Inc. Radio. The Jimmys are live in and out of town or tonight in Michigan, but then they're back in town at Tomahawk on 625, Shell Lake on 627, and then tiptoeing across the border into Stillwater on 628. Back in Madison on 629. This is Love Will Find a Way in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio.
My baby. sun. Ended everything I feel will be cast aside. Bye-bye. Love will find a way.
The Jimmys on Max Inc. Radio. We continue the after-hours show with some Dana Perry, who's been very busy with the Mamas this year as the executive director. You can always catch her, too, at Cargo Coffee. When she's not on stage, she'll be making sure everything backstage is happening exactly the way it should be. This is The Great Alone Now on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sing along, and everyone knows the words. It's never ending, and I can't really recall where the beginning began. It's old and it's ancient, yet every time we sing it, it's gonna feel brand new. It works in any key, in any tempo you can imagine. All dynamics are infinite. Ooh. Ooh. She showed me that the whole of existence lies right there in the pit of my gut. Showed me that all there is and ever was and ever will be is a life inside of me. It made itself known, then I promptly threw it up and out in every which way. And then I left myself alone right there, crying, shivering, naked, feeling strong, feeling blessed in my true form. Oh. Oh,
scribbled 12 suicide notes for the world I leave behind. One to my love and one to my best friends, one to my family, and then there were 9 addressed to me. Who would have known that I could write about pain so eloquently, so truthfully? And yet I kick and scream and try to fight whenever evolution comes for me.
Dana Perry Into Work, who is live at the Memorial Terrace next week on 627, or see them at the Long Mile of Music up in Appleton on 731 or 81. You're listening to local music on the Civic Media Radio Network. Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Turtle Island Dispensary has your access to products and information to improve your quality of life. Flower, topicals, extracts, gummies, mushroom spores, and growing supplies. From Acapulco Gold to Amber's Rose Petal Bath Bombs. Stop in at 831 East Johnson Street in Madison or visit the website at shopturtleisland.com. That's shopturtleisland.com. It's a party on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, and you're invited. Every Tuesday at 6 p.m., it's just Merle and a girl, and Thursdays on the patio feature singer-songwriter Shelly Faith.
Well, hey, bartender, won't you pour me another?
Music starts at 5:30. It's live music on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge every Tuesday and Thursday. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyOafLounge.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at Salvatore'sTomatoPies.com.
Buying a home is a lot like eating pistachios. Some deals pop right open, some take a little effort, and some, well, some make you want to grab a hammer. That's why you need Aaron Weber Group. We do the heavy lifting so you don't break a nail or your sanity trying to crack into the housing market. We've got the perfect place where you can eat pistachios in every room. So don't shell out your life savings on a bad deal. Call Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, today. We'll get you into a home that's nothing but perfect.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Explain the delusion. got a job making shoes. No risks, no more mistakes. At least now we can say that we got high, high. Yeah, we got high.
is over, and we brought you back with the local Wisconsin sounds of Jordan Story and Electronic. And that was Until the Sound here on Mag Sync Radio in the after hours. This half hour's local sounds are sponsored by Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, right there in downtown Sun Prairie. Come for the homemade food and beer. Stay for the live entertainment, 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com. Let's keep the local sounds moving with Isaiah and the New People live in Duluth, right across the border on 74 or in Bayfield on 75. Celebrate the long weekend on both sides of the beaches. This is Did You Run on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. the People Brothers Band on Max Inc. Radio. If you miss them at Atwood Music Hall, man, that new place is so cool. You can catch them at Summerfest on 7-3. German art students now, and they are live on 7-5 in Green Bay at Invasion Fest. This is Bands Playing for Other Bands on Max Inc. Radio. We're going to go to break, but we'll be back with our last hour of tonight's local music show that you can see and hear across Wisconsin. And Kelsey Miles is going to take us to that break right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As I face the mess of the memories I hold instead. Mine for the making, my beautiful mistake. It's mine to make, and I can still see it as I face the mess of the memories I hold instead. One day I won't need to pretend. Mine for the making. I cannot change it, no. So I will embrace it, my beautiful mistake.
City's burned to nothing. We got Trump running down to underground bunkers in the National Guard. It's getting tired and tuckered. It's a third strike there to the neck by the knee. Racist police singing, I can't breathe. Now we're roaring inside singing, I can't breathe. I can't breathe. The riots will last. I see no tears, I feel more the pain. I see no empathy, I see no more shame. And the police are breaking windows deep undercover. The umbrella too high and then blame on another. The system's dead. Now we all know for the rest in power. As long as we keep fighting, tearing down the towers of greed, fear, and pain. And brick by brick, it'll stop to rain. And we can build again with bricks of understanding. The walls of ignorance down from our demanding. Tim, I can shout in the dust settles and the fire burns out. Then we'd finally hear what he was trying to shout. In the dust settles and the fire burns out. Then we'd finally hear what he was trying to shout. And when the dust settles and the fire burns out, then we'd finally hear what he was trying to shout. Seeing we'll be right back.
Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling grandma for her recipe, no-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m., big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas, the ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2025 with select plans. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 7/2025. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation of single line gold unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be tricky. So here at WGBW, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WGBW.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you got an event to share, hit us up by emailing info@WGBW.fm. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Dave Packer. A U.S. surprise attack has wiped out three of Iran's major nuclear facilities. President Trump addressing the nation Saturday night from the White House.
There's no military in the world that could have done what we did tonight, not even close. There has never been a military that could do what took place just a little while ago.
Trump telling the American people that Iran no longer has the nuclear capabilities it possessed just hours before. He then called on Iran to make peace with Israel and the U.S.
This cannot continue. There will be either peace or there will be tragedy for Iran far greater than we have witnessed over the last 8 days.
But as ABC's Martha Raddatz tells us, peace may not be the first thing on Iran's leaders' minds.
As we brace for possible retaliation, certainly Iran has suffered great loss, but they are perfectly capable of going after U.S. troops, and there are 40,000 of them in the region.
This is ABC News.